BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Premier Thami Ntuli believes that improving infrastructure in communities can play a role in reducing crime. He visited Umlazi's U section yesterday, just hours after eight people were gunned down in a mass shooting incident. The victims, aged between 22 and 40, had been drinking inside a tavern when they came under attack on Friday night.
And the issue of the environmental design are other factors that ought to be addressed, like the issue of the high mast lights, to ensure that it's not easy even for the criminals to commit such a crime when there is lightning at night. And the other service delivery issues, which will be engaging with the metro and which might also warrant us as provincial government, in fact, to come on board so as to ensure that people live in an environment that is much more safer.
Ntuli also called on community members to work hand-in-hand with law enforcement agencies to help curb crime. And the Suncoast East Coast Radio Big Walk is underway with 22,000 people taking part. Motorists around People's Park and the Durban Promenade have been warned to expect some delays. The eThekwini Metro Police says affected roads will be temporarily shut until midday. East Coast Radio Traffic's Buhle Hladrayo has more.
That includes Masabalalengwe Avenue southbound from Smisongwanyana Road to Sandile Thusi Road, Masabalalengwe Avenue on the northbound from Sandile Thusi Road to Isaiah Ntshangase Road, Snell Parade from Athlone Drive to Battery Beach Road, Athlone Drive between Masabalalengwe Avenue and Snell Parade, the M4 off-ramp to Athlone Drive on both directions, Masabalalengwe Avenue on the southbound, two lanes from Athlone Drive to Smisongwanyana Road. All vehicles are to go west upon Smisongwanyana Road and Battery Beach Road, Snell Parade at the traffic circle. Controlled access to the parking at the mustering fields. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Buhle Hladrayo.
And further afield, at least 20 civilians have been killed and buried in mass graves in central Mali. A human rights group says they were arrested by soldiers in Diafarabe last week. It's understood they were then taken to the village of Mamba, where they were killed. Several witnesses say the men were from the Fulani community, which is often targeted by accusations of links to jihadists. And investigations are underway after all five people on board two helicopters died in Finland. Police say the aircraft collided mid-air and crashed to the ground. Back home, a mix of partly cloudy conditions and clear skies across KZN today. Durban's a high of 26 degrees, Pietermaritzburg, Ladysmith and Margate 25, Richards Bay and Ulundi 28, Moy River 23, Newcastle 24 and Kokstad and Underberg 22. Sea swells at the Durban beach reach a high of 2 metres this morning with sunset at 10 past 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.